So all of these systematic ways, because they are built into the system. They are systematically encouraged by power. So all the various ways in which our numbers are systematically reduced, our numbers available to come to consensus on the need to discuss what should be the world we live in. How do we make what we want come to be? Because we in the U.S. have this codified right to pursue happiness, and that is not an individual pursuit. They try, when they put out their propaganda, to frame it that way and make it seem loony, right? But it is, in fact, our right as a people to come together and collectively discuss what does it mean to pursue happiness, if not to realize our inherent gifts, our right to grow as they do, our knowledge, as they think they do, but as we do authentically, our knowledge to pursue truth, essentially, to pursue truth. We have the codified right to come together and discuss how we do that as a collective, as a people. So this systematic intentional plan on power's part to keep us from doing that, what does that mean for us? In a sense, I'm asking the same question that our Academe 3 are asking. How do we confront the dilemmas facing our ability to move on as a global humanity? How do we do that? Because we are all of us right now living on this planet, living in a moment when the story has to change. The story has to change. Feel me. For thousands of years, we've been subsisting in the fantasies of the few who like to pretend they rule, and so stack the deck by limiting our thought process. And restricting the possibilities available to us. But that grip on our thoughts has grown slack as our ancestors got our back. They've made the means for us to communicate and plan globally and restore stolen chips to our stack. Recently, my son reminded me of that metaphor of the elephant chained so long that even with the chain gone, stands in one spot and won't move. What is our responsibility, asked my son, in the word beat I play for this show. Here's the beginning of a reply to be fleshed out in those suppressed discussions about the world, the future we want, the world in which we establish freedom, leisure, happiness in abundance. Here's the beginning of a roundabout reply. It occurred to me that in some respects it's almost exhilarating to know that practically, i.e. for the purposes of our advancing our understanding of our inherent unity and of how to achieve evolution for all humanity, that practically speaking, everything allowed over the airwaves has been vetted, because exhilarating because it compels us to think, to not be tempted to go on automatic. If we know this, then everything we hear becomes an exercise in uncovering, an exercise in seeing power where it hides. Thinking may be the most basic way to begin listening to the earth. Because this is the earth in us, right? This body is earth. Maybe the first step, listening to the earth, and through this body that we walk around in, the first step to regaining our thought process, which surely must be our first responsibility. Shakespeare has said, and is here oft repeated, that rough roads grow smooth when they are known. But for 30 years at least, we have not known our chiefest difficulty, our main rough road, despite all the puzzle pieces having been shown us. I'd call this sorry pass the betrayal of the pundits if power didn't possess total control of the media. For if you hoard the knowledge, quote unquote, of how to kill and damage the health of us silently, cause ill health no doctor can ever diagnose. I recall maybe 4 years ago or so, after I'd written Waking Up, very first year after, my neighbors, as I was getting this word out and getting serious about putting it all out there, my neighbors across the street, some of my talk to neighbors, I think of them, because most, you know, I didn't have a talking to relationship with, you know, you stop and exchange, you know, you have conversations with, and we shared a love of earth and a love of film, and she was it was a couple, and one was studying film and the other Chinese medicine. And, you know, we were talking together about how to do a film about stuff like this. All of a sudden, one of them grew inexplicably, a young woman, inexplicably ill. She couldn't figure it out. They started telling her she must have a virus. All her joints hurt. It was hard for her to get up, hard for her to walk. You know, maybe they would have diagnosed her if she hung around long enough with Crohn's disease like Derek Jensen, huh?